Well, I'll tell you what, there's nothing I want to do less than hang out with me and Jeff Cannata.
Yeah, I can tell every time.
but maybe,
abundantly clear.
But maybe you would like to hang out with me and Jeff Cannata, and maybe we would like to make that happen for you. Maybe there's a day that we want to do that, Jeff.
Yeah, this Thursday, the 25th of August, we are doing a patron-only hangout, which means if you're donating to the show at $5 or higher, you're welcome to join us, hang out. It's a two-way street. We're talking. It's always a good time. So why not head over to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns and be part of the fun kids.
Whitey Bulger. Bulger Wheat.
The association with Anthony Carboni.
Why do I smell pennies and taste burnt almonds? This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Oh, caught Jeff Cannata with his story pants down.
Well, I didn't even know we were doing a thing. Of course. I thought we were just hanging
out. We're literally sitting in a recording studio.
I thought we were just hanging out.
Rob said we're rolling. Do the thing.
Oh, so we're doing the thing. I thought you just wanted to hear my opinions about golf.
No? My favorite golfer is Perry White.
Hey, you heard that elephants never forget, right? You heard that old wives' tale.
I don't think I ever have.
No?
No.
Elephants never forget. You never heard that as a truism, as an old saying?
Not that I can recall.
Well,
I'm doing a thing.
Are you doing a thing?
You see what I mean? You see what I'm doing?
Oh, because you don't recall.
Because I don't have a memory.
You're not an elephant.
That you know of.
Yeah. Well, it turns out it's
elephant
more than
in
that.
Elephant in the streets.
It turns out it's more than
elephant
that.
Elephant in the sheets. There's supposed to be two different. It's supposed to be two different ones, but I realized elephant's the big one. And so you get. What do you do after that? You don't go smaller. You don't go smaller.
No, you want bigger, baby.
Tell me about an elephant.
So elephants. It turns out elephants pass on knowledge to their offspring
through sacred glowing stones.
No.
Okay.
By teaching them.
Boring.
Not through DNA. So this is a scientific study. Alik Evans sent us the story.
Alik Evans! I gotta give him a nickname now!
Yeah, you do.
Alik... the Golfer Evans.
Yeah! The Golfer!
The Golfer!
Like Perry White before him.
We were just talking about golfers, and it's the first thing that came to my mind.
You are not good at making nicknames.
No, which is why somebody has to send in so many more stories before I... Like, if you gotta send in a lot of stories before I give you a nickname, and it's not because the nickname's good. It's
no.
Because it's so much effort for me to even free associate a nickname.
You're not even clear what nicknames are, I think. You're just saying a thing that you just talked about. That's not a nickname.
Alik Microphone Evans.
Hot Room Evans.
Alik Podcast Evans.
It's so sad that those are the only things that you notice that
Alik,
are around you.
I feel like I'm an Anchorman, and I'm just staring at objects.
Alik Jeff Cannata Evans.
Alik Lamp Evans. Alik the Lamp. Your nickname is the Lamp.
Let's talk about elephants.
Or the golfer. Write in. The next time you send us a story, tell us whether you want to be the Lamp or the golfer.
Yeah, because both of those are zingers. Real good ones. So this is a study that happened.
But fuck you, man.
This was published in... The journal Ecology and Evolution. This is basically a study of DNA of elephants that proves that different regions of elephants are virtually identical DNA. They have almost exactly the same DNA,
okay,
but wildly different behavior patterns. So there are these Namibian desert-dwelling elephants that have very complicated behavior patterns to prevent overheating because they live in triple digit temperatures. So they're like over 100 degrees out. It's hot. They do all these really intricate things like covering their bodies with sand and then wetting the sand with their urine, which you've done that.
Wetting the sand with my urine?
Yeah, just to stay cool. Got really hot in here.
I just do it in the morning.
I walked in.
As a matter of course.
That's what you told me it was for.
I do it to let the neighbors know where my property begins and their property ends.
The sand that is currently on your body is yours.
Here are the things that they know, all right, mm-hmm, based on what I do in the morning.
Yeah.
Here's how they can tell where my property begins and theirs ends.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, grass immediately dies. It's just sand.
Right.
I don't know how to take care of a yard.
No.
Why
would
you? Why would I leave my home?
No.
I would never. But when I do leave my home and go into the sand pit that is my yard,
yes,
I draw a border around it in my own urine while staring at whatever neighbor happens to be out on the street. Maybe they're walking their dog. The Maybe they're part, taking their kid to school.
The important part is the eye contact, right?
Yes.
That's the most important part.
Haven't you ever marked territory?
I haven't, to
People
be honest with you.
People think it's the urination, and that's a huge part of it.
Right.
A huge part of it.
But it could be any old urination if you don't make the eye contact, right?
But
that's
here,
the
here's
establish.
What it is. Urination, intimidation, domination. That's the three-step plan.
Okay.
You urinate, but you also stare them directly in the eyes to intimidate. And that's, Jeff, how you dominate.
Okay.
And now you know.
Well, I've learned a lot.
And that's why I pee on your leg before we start every episode.
Does that mean I have been dominated by you? Because I'm not intimidated.
Well, you...
I'm more...
It might be a territory marking thing? I don't know. I don't know. I also just have had a UTI for like 5 years, and I'm just afraid of doctors and hate cranberries.
Oh.
So I'm just riding it out.
I thought their first album was good, the zombie thing.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, so these, elephants do a very good... very complex series of behaviors. They also remember the locations of scarce water and food resources across really wide, areas.
Mm-hmm.
So group of elephants? A herd? Yeah. Large herds.
It's a cantanker.
A cantanker.
Yeah. A cantanker of elephants.
Oh. The cantanker of elephants across a large swath of land will remember where water reserves are.
It's a herd of land, Jeff.
Oh.
You call a large number of land a herd of land.
Oh. I got this all wrong.
Yeah.
I'm really glad I'm having this conversation because clearly you're the one with the information. And
I have a lot of information about elephants and land.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that is not the kind of thing that these other elephants that live in a different... The Caprivi Strip.
It's a beautiful place to
Namibia.
Vacation.
So
they got casinos.
Yeah.
You can ride around on motorboats.
It's so much cheaper to stay off the strip, though. It's
much more
economical.
But it's a little sad.
Off the Caprivi Strip?
Off the Caprivi Strip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, because it's a lot of methadone clinics and pawn shops.
If you want to be where the action is, stay on the Caprivi Strip. You're just going
to go to the Caprivi Strip, play some baccarat.
Penny. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe meet some diplomats.
They got those new themed restaurants.
Do an assassination.
Yeah. Assassination?
Yeah. I'm thinking of Monaco.
You are. Yeah.
Sorry.
Wrong vacation.
Sorry.
So.
And I've never actually been to Monaco. I'm thinking of a James Bond movie. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. You've never actually seen a James Bond movie, but you're thinking of the novelization of the James Bond
movie. I'm thinking
of
a Netflix description of a James Bond movie.
Yeah.
The Netflix description was... Think your life is bad. This guy can't keep a girlfriend. They're all dying.
Yeah.
Hope he can finish this mission.
Are you
Netflix descriptions are terrible.
It sounds like it.
Have you ever read a Netflix description?
No, I tried.
That was basically one. I would be shocked if that wasn't the description for Spectre.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's this guy doing? Better watch to find out.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's good. It hooks me and it intrigues me.
Yeah.
So first it intimidates me.
First it intimidates you.
Then it urinates on
you. Then it urinates on you, and then it dominates you.
The Netflix descriptions.
Think you've got it rough. Fuck Netflix descriptions.
So anyway, these elephant, it turns out that this behavior is not in their DNA, because if you have these two regions of elephants, one elephant does that, another group of elephant doesn't. So normally when you see that in animals, it's what we call instinct. It's built into their DNA.
Yeah.
You know, a bird falls out of a nest, it flies by instinct. Other birds will migrate through the winter. That's not
learned
behavior.
Well, there's a lot of peer pressure too. Let's not forget that there's peer pressure involved in every step of being a bird.
That's true. The birds can be brutal to each other.
Yeah, there's a lot of hazing involved. Yeah. There's a lot of pranking. We know that's how birds go.
Yeah, well, we do know how that birds are big pranksters, and they also that social media is rough.
I don't think any of them know that any of the other ones can fly. I think they just kick each other out of the nest just to be like, sick prank, bro.
Sick prank, and then all of a sudden the bird flies and like, what? I mean, I meant to do that.
I was teaching you.
Yeah,
I was teaching you, little brother.
What?
One day you'll be as cool as me.
But I almost died.
Yeah, I'm peeing on you.
Damn. Oh!
Bird pranks!
You just gotta look me in the eye so hard! Bird pranks. So these elephants aren't like that.
No, because they can't fly.
Because it's not in their DNA is not any different. So the only conclusion...
Their DNA isn't any different than birds?
They have the exact same DNA as birds.
But they don't fly and they don't make nests.
Well, I've seen a lot of things, but...
Don't you fucking do it. I can't have the Disney Corporation knocking on this door. No, don't do it.
Just saying. Never seen that. What you're referring to. No, these different
guys, if you're playing along at home, the game is... Derail Jeff as much as possible this episode. I don't know if you noticed, but once every like 5 or 6 episodes, I have an episode where I just want to see if I can ever derail Jeff.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can, but you can't really tell because he only gives me glares.
Well, that's
never,
the first step.
He's intimidating me. He's never gotten to the point of urinating on me.
No.
And so I've not
that's
yet been dominated.
It's hard for me to urinate when someone's looking at me.
Right, or you're looking at them.
Right.
So you can do one or the other.
Well, I look at them.
You can intimidate, but you can't urinate.
I'm trying to maintain eye contact and also have you not look at me.
Right.
It's a tough...
I'm going to look you directly in the eyes. Don't you look me directly in the eyes.
Don't you look at me.
I swear to God, I'm going to make eye contact with you. Don't you make eye contact with me, though.
That's right. It's a tough tightrope to walk, but it's harder when you
So anyway, if you're playing along, I've never actually frustrated Jeff audibly. But today may be the day. Let me check how long we have left in this episode.
You did slap me once.
Yeah, and it didn't faze you.
I
think the way to do it is to just chip away at you verbally.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to do it. I think I could slap you probably twice as hard and you'd still keep going.
I'm not going to challenge you on that.
No.
Because I'd rather not find out.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Birds?
No, elephants. These elephants, identical DNAs. Wildly different behavior.
So if one elephant commits a murder...
all the elephants are liable.
All the elephants are implicated. Alibis are very strong in the elephant CSI world. Because there's no forensic information you can use.
I'm glad I got the entire herd here. Is herd the right word?
We're actually a cantanker.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I got the entire cantanker here. Because I got some bad news for all of you. Pipe down, you. Listen up. You are all implicated... in the murder of these two birds.
We're all implicated in every murder. This takes too long. It's taking up too much of our lives.
What?
Look, man, there are two problems with this. Number one, we're all implicated in every murder. We all have the same DNA.
Uh-huh.
You can't just round us all up every time somebody gets murdered. Because number two, you are literally in the jungle, baby.
I know where I am.
Things die.
Uh-huh.
This is the animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We literally don't care that these birds were murdered.
Huh. You don't care? Well,
you walk over to the strip, you look in one hotel window, you see an episode of Columbo, and all of a sudden we have elephant police. We don't need elephant police!
You know, I didn't realize until now just how cantankerous you really are.
That's where a whole cantanker. That's why. What I did is I set that one up 5 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
I derailed you by planting it in your brain, and then I made you derail the show.
Oh,
you see
I derailed
I
the
that?
Show?
Well, in that particular instance.
I get shit for a Cranberries joke, and you're doing 20 minutes on Guns N' Roses.
I did 2 seconds on Guns N' Roses. Uh-huh. I did 20 minutes by setting up Cantanker.
That was nice.
That's what I did.
So
I'm a pro.
Here's the thing about
I'm
these
like
elephants.
An elephant. I never forget.
It's pretty amazing to think...
Is that the point of this?
That they never forget. Yeah, that's where we started.
How do the birds come in?
The elephants is amazing. Is it not amazing?
Elephants is amazing. You're right.
Isn't it amazing that they pass along their information by teaching their young all this stuff? It's not inbred in them because... They proved that by saying that the same exact elephants in a different location behave in different ways. So
we have a lot of questions about nature versus nurture, right? We have a lot of questions about how much is ingrained in us. How much do we know about ourselves from go? How much do animals know about themselves from go? And how much do we learn through being in our environment, right?
Right.
You watch a YouTube video about, a gerbil that was raised by a lion.
Yeah, and I love that one.
And the gerbil and the lion are besties, right?
Yeah,
and the
they
gerbil
love it.
Thinks it's a lion,
mm-hmm.
right?
He roars.
He
grew out his mane real long.
In so much as a gerbil can. And you go like, that's adorable. That gerbil thinks it's lion. But what's really interesting about it is
It's just lying to itself, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's really just lying to itself.
Good night, everybody. But what's interesting about it is like, oh, look at how much of that is learned.
Right. Right?
How much of like characteristics that we ascribe to specific animals are just from learning?
Yeah.
You know?
But the crazy result of this research?
All the elephants die.
Well, that's...
And that's what's crazy is they were just watching. They were just... There was nothing they needed to do. They knew the DNA thing going in. That wasn't part of the experiment.
They just all died.
They were just staring through binoculars and just all the elephants died.
They all keeled over one day. Ooh. No, actually, it's quite the opposite. This is proof that they want to prevent them from dying because literally this cultural information of the lion herd is...
Elephant herd.
Or, yeah. Cultural information
and
of this
cantanker.
Elephant herd
cantanker.
Is passed along. So if they die out, if they hunt them, if they kill them off, if they kill off this herd, they literally lose a culture of elephants. They lose the accumulated knowledge base that is passed along generation to generation.
But what if it's like...
This is the library of elephant knowledge that is passed along that could burn down in an instant if we murder these off. So they're saying they need to save these elephants to save not just the species, but their sum total of their knowledge.
Or you put the last elephant from a herd, you pin a little note to it and give it a jar of marmalade and you send it to London.
Hmm.
That works. Works for bear. Could work for a lion or elephant. Was this about lions?
No.
Okay. Will it be?
At this point, it may.
Okay. Well, I don't want to hang out and find out. And if we're not going to talk about lions right now, I'm just going to end this if it's okay with you.
I thought this was a pretty interesting story.
It's a really interesting story. And it's a shame that it is like one in every seven episodes where I have to do this to you.
Yeah.
Because it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
But it does sound like a wonderful story. But you know what else, Jeff?
What's that?
We both kind of won because you got to read a wonderful story.
Yeah.
And I got to really make it hard for you to read a wonderful story.
That does sound like a win-win.
The win-win, win-win-win. Oh, hey, before we go.
Yeah. If you ask me if I'm enjoying the show, I'm going to say no this week. I'm going to say no. I did not enjoy any of that.
But do you usually?
I love the show you enjoy.
Ah, you motherfucker, I'm talking to the audience.
Damn it.
You son of a bitch. You're like an elephant, but you'd never learn. You're a reverse elephant. You're a bizarro elephant.
Don't reverse elephant me.
You're like the evil Flash that murders moms. If you like the show, like the reverse Flash does, head to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you happen to listen to the show and give the show a 5-star rating.
Yeah, I don't know why. Just do it.
Do it for our ego, if nothing else. Do it because if I go and I don't see a lot of 5-star ratings, I just lay down and I don't move the whole day.
Oh, I've seen that.
My self-worth
he urinates
is so
on himself.
I just urinate on myself. It's self-domination.
If you can't dominate yourself, who can you dominate? That's what I always ask.
Well, it depends on the limits and the law of where you live.
It's hard to maintain eye contact with yourself.
Anyway, here's what really happens when you leave a 5-star review. It raises us up in the rankings of the podcast directory that you're watching in, and it helps new people find the show, and then new people get to listen to me torture Jeff once every 6 episodes. That's a fun time.
That seems like
go
a real
do it.
Frequent.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how frequent that was.